Hey, we're back. Catherine Albrecht broadcasting live from Boston, Massachusetts, actually right outside of Boston. The Norbert Wiener Conference is going on for 3 days today. Engineers and, well, as my last guest pointed out, philosophers, historians, people with a real interest in the field of cybernetics, which was a term coined by Norbert Wiener. Cybernetics, I guess in a nutshell, could be summed up as the interface between people and technology. Well, joining me from this segment all the way from Japan, actually, Washington University, is Professor Shiro Wesugi. There we go. He is a professor of management information systems, and he is joining us to talk about smartphones and young people in Japan. Welcome, Professor Wesugi.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you could join me. So one of the things my co-editor on the IEEE Technology and Science magazine, we've been talking a lot about some of the changes that are happening socially within Japan. And let me just set the stage by naming some of those, and then let's get into some of your research and details on that. So one of the things that I've talked about on this program before is the fact that Japan has a very declining birth rate. One of the concerns there, people are waiting longer and longer to get married. Some young people interviewed in a recent article actually said that they had no intention of getting married. They didn't feel a need connect with people of the opposite sex. And when they drilled down a little further and said, well, what do you get your joy out of in life? A surprising number, and maybe a disturbing number of the answers were, well, I spend my time online in video games. And one young woman even said that she gets up every morning and she goes to work in a virtual candy store that is a game that she plays all day. She sweeps the floor, she buys the inventory, she runs the cash register, but it's not a real candy shop. So what's happening in Japan? Is this a trend that has Japanese people themselves maybe a little concerned?
Well, Catherine, I can say about the birth rate first. The birth rate is declining. It is true that the younger people are hesitant to get married, not only because of the going for cyberspace, but also I think because of the economies. There are two segments of the youngsters. One, very rich because of the burst of the booming of ICT technology and make fortunes out of it. The other one, who is a loser from that kind of new economy. So that it is hard for them to get married and to construct the family which used to be. That's the, I think, one of the reality that they are facing.
Now, are they at below replacement birth rate in Japan now?
It is.
The low replacement. So at this rate, the Japanese people will just disappear if they keep on for hundreds of years without replacement rate births.
There was actually the report, the government report, which is very disappointing. Some of municipalities going to be disappearing in 50 years.
You mean actual towns within Japan that are just fading away?
Yes.
All right. Now, where does technology play a role in this? Obviously, the economy is a piece of it. Culture is a piece of it. Yes. Where does the technology fit in?
There are a combination effect. As I mentioned, that those who are losers of this booming economy need to find a hideaway where they can safely live life, which is desired by themselves, which is accomplishing the dream. So they are kind of run away from the reality and spending time in cyberspace where they can make their dream. They can be a manager, they can be a president in that kind of space so that they feel living another life in the cyberspace, while that's their real life. Real economy is real. It's not really what was desired by themselves.
Well, as we think about this trend, though, obviously, as young people are not marrying, they're not engaging in constructive activities outside of their own bedrooms or offices, and they're not even getting jobs because they're getting all of their recognition needs fulfilled within cyberspace. it seems like a vicious circle, because the more this happens to Japan, then the less incentive there will be to get out into the real world, because there's not going to be anybody there.
Well, that's you once said it is really true. And another thing that is bothering my mind is the use and the penetration of smartphones in the youngsters. The penetration—if you look at the penetration rate of smartphones among youngsters, it's about more than 84%. If you have 100 students in your class, like myself, more than 85 students have smartphones, and mostly they are engaging in gaming and SNS things, and spending more time than studying, and which is, in the long run, putting them in a difficult position in a job market or seeking their longer-term well-being in a living life.
Now, what does their parents' generation think of this, or are they also addicted to the phones?
Well, the problem is, yes, they are also addicted to the phones. So the youngsters who are called digital natives, and the parents are the digital natives' parents, themselves are addicted to the internet, and they move to the users of smartphones.
So let me ask you, one of the themes that I want to talk about during all of my interviews today is the theme of technological optimism or pessimism. Let me ask you, from where you sit in Japan, seeing these trends, how is technology going to impact our future? Are you optimistic that we can turn this around, or do you feel overall pessimistic that it's kind of going in the wrong direction?
Well, all may know about the severe incident that happened in Fukushima nuclear power plant.
Yes.
If you look at that, the aftermath of the Fukushima nuclear power plant, I think many people have become pessimistic about that. I myself is pessimistic about the sophistication or development of highly technological appliances such as nuclear.
So do you think we're out of our league? Are we playing with things that are too big for us?
Maybe, yes. And I cannot very much oppose to the idea of being very pessimistic, but I cannot become too optimistic about the technology can solve any problems of real life. So, the smartphones are another bothering technologies which could result in a very much pessimistic result.
Yeah, it's you've got in Japan specifically, you've got this huge sort of outside of any individual's control Fukushima situation, and then you've got this one-on-one individual situation in people's lives where they're staring into the screens.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I think the combination of those, having actually spent time in Japan and lived there for a summer, I can say that I have a deep love for the Japanese people, and I truly hope that they can turn some of these trends around.
Yeah.
Professor Shiro Weski, I want to thank you so much for
thank
being my guest
much.
On the program today. I hope you enjoy the remainder of the
thank
conference.
You. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.